Blog Talk Radio.
To research at Lives and Beyond Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Bernice Alexander Bennett, and I want to welcome the callers and chatters to research at the National Archives and Beyond. This show will provide individuals interested in genealogy an opportunity to listen, learn, and take action. You can join me every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, where I will have a wonderful lineup of experts who will share resources, stories, and answer your burning genealogy questions. All of my guests share a deep passion and knowledge of genealogy and history. If you have logged in as a guest and wish to participate in the chat, you can sign in through your Facebook account or Blog Talk Radio. I will also open the lines in the second half of the show so that you can ask questions or make a comment. Following the show, you can continue this discussion on the Genealogy and History Forum of Afrogenius.com. Also, all of my shows are available as a podcast immediately after the broadcast and can also be downloaded from iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. Well, tonight's show will provide the listeners with a greater understanding of the genealogical resources in the state of Arkansas. Now, do you have ancestors in Arkansas and don't know how to search for them? Did your ancestors come from South Carolina, North Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, all over and end up in Arkansas? Well, tonight's guest, Linda McDowell, an archival assistant at the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies in Little Rock, Arkansas, will give us the roadmap to find Arkansas genealogy resources. She was recently elected to serve on the board of the Arkansas Historical Association. So welcome to all of you from the Arkansas Historical Association. And she is also a member of the Garland County Historical Society and the Arkansas Genealogical Society. So I hope that those members are listening tonight. And the National Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society. She has published articles in various historical journals and the online Encyclopedia of Arkansas and compiled a genealogical reference entitled Black Slaves and Early Freedmen of Hempstead County, Arkansas, between 1819 and 1850. So let me give a warm welcome to Linda McDowell to research at the National Archives and Beyond. Linda, welcome.
Hi, Bernice. How are you?
Oh, I am fine. I'm happy that you're on this call. I was in Arkansas in May on a road trip and had an opportunity to meet you. So I know that we're going to learn so much tonight.
Well,
so why don't you just start off by telling us how and why did you get involved in genealogical research?
Well, I think I have the same answer that a lot of people have. I saw Roots. That got me going. But even after watching the story, I still had a hard time trying to figure out what to do next. So through the 80s, I started recording my family history, taking notes, writing things down, and talking to family members. And then in 1996, here in Little Rock, Ronnie Nichols, who ended up founding AAHGS Arkansas, put on a workshop. He worked at a museum at that time. It was called The Tree in Me. And so that was in 1996. A lot of interested people showed up. It was an African-American genealogy workshop. So a lot of people showed up. They were excited. We went through the workshop. We were given Blotson's book, Black Genealogy. Mm-hmm. And we also, they escorted us to the Arkansas History Commission, took us by the hand, took us into the research room, put us at the microfilm readers, and we were off.
Wow.
So
that
we
is
had it
wonderful.
The first year, and then there was a repeat of it the second year. And
mm-hmm.
Ronnie had asked, even the first year, if we were interested in starting Arkansas chapter. We said yes, but we went the second year at the end of that workshop, are you interested in starting a chapter? And at the end of that second workshop in 97, we began AAHGS Arkansas.
Okay, and it all started with Roots and then The Tree and Me. Oh, I like
that's
that.
That's right, that's right.
Okay. Well, what would you provide us with, just so the people who don't quite understand Arkansas history, just
mm-hmm.
give us a brief overview of the history of Arkansas. I mean, when was it admitted into the United States, and what was its major economy, and whatever else you feel we need to know to understand the state of Arkansas.
Well, it became a territory in 1819. It had been a part of Missouri. And in 1821, Little Rock was established as the capital. The capital had been in the sort of southeast part of the state at Arkansas Post. In 1836, we were admitted as the 25th state into the Union. And our food economy is probably the, you know, one of the things that we have most production of cotton, rice, soybeans, and then business. Walmart headquarters is located in Arkansas, Tyson Foods, and tourism is really big here in Arkansas. As a matter of fact, the nickname is the Natural State. So we have lots of lakes, rivers, mountains, so it is definitely a tourist attraction.
Very interesting. A tourist state. That's right. And it's how big a state is Arkansas? I mean, when you talk about counties, how many counties?
Oh, we have 75 counties.
Oh, okay. And with your border on Louisiana and what other states?
Oh, lots of states. Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
Texas, Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
Tennessee. Hope I don't repeat myself, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay, so that you're giving us a little bit about Arkansas. So let's start at the beginning. Okay, if anyone is just starting to research in Arkansas, where should we go?
Well, I would hope that you would come to the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies. We are a part of the Arkansas Studies Institute, which is a part of the Central Arkansas Library System. And when you come to the Butler Center, we are located on the second floor. It's the Central Arkansas Library System is really a campus of lots of different facilities. So the main library is on one side of us. It has five floors, and then the history department is across the street. And there you would have the Butler Center, you have UALR, University of Arkansas, at Little Rock Special Collections. Our catalogs are intermingled, so if you're looking at our catalog, all of our collections and books would come up.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, if you're coming into Arkansas to research, a lot of times you come into the libraries, you're there all day long, you don't want to leave because you're finding such good information. We have a place that you could go right next door to eat, have a snack, a drink. So that's very convenient. We're also located in the River Market area, which is a redeveloped area. It has lots of stores and shops, places to eat. So a really nice area to visit.
Now, you mentioned the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies, and then you said something about the main library and special collections. What might we find in those special collections?
Well, when you come to the Butler Center, we do have special collections. We have manuscripts. We are an archive.
Mm-hmm.
So once, you know, if you're looking for family papers or any photographs, maps, anything like that, that you would find that at the Butler Center, aside from having the books and genealogy and all the different databases.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any special, let's say, a collection on Civil War books or information about the counties other than Little Rock?
Oh, yes. We cover all of Arkansas and many of the surrounding states. So our genealogy room would have genealogy books from pretty much most of the states.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a lot of Civil War material. We have books. We have microfilm.
Mm-hmm.
So the COMPAL service records we would have, Revolutionary War records. And now a lot of these things are online, but we still have those on microfilm also.
Mm-hmm. Now, what type of staff do you have to help the beginner just walks in the door of the Butler Center?
Well, the genealogy staff would be there, and Rhonda Stewart is the genealogy coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very, very good. She loves working with people. So you would come in, and if you have no idea of how to get started, Rhonda will get you started, and the other staff, anyone that's working the desk.
Uh-huh.
Get you started. We have all the databases, online databases such as Ancestry, Heritage Quest, Fold 3, so you name it, we have those databases, plus the microfilm and things like that, and the books.
Uh-huh. Well, anything else we need to know about the Butler Center? What are your hours of operation?
We are open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6 o'clock. And you can just walk in at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when you're visiting archives, they do ask that you sign in. And then you may have to sign up for the computer if you're interested in going online to use one of the databases.
Mm-hmm.
Only if you are pulling a manuscript collection would you have to fill out a different form and show ID. But it's very simple.
Now, is there some type of catalog that would give us an idea of what types of manuscripts you have in the manuscript collection?
Yes. If you would just keyword in the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to the website, and it will show you what we have as far as genealogy. Let me see. I'm going to see if I can pull that up.
And you mentioned the website. Could you tell us what the website is?
One second. It's www.butlercenter.org.
Oh, okay. Butler Center, one word?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
And it will have our card catalog for if you're looking for certain books. Arkansas has really done a great job over the years in publishing,
mm-hmm.
whether it's cemetery inscription, marriage records, things like that. So if you're interested in a certain county, I would just go in and type in, let's say, Pulaski County.
Mm-hmm.
Or my family is from Hempstead County, my mother's families from Hempstead. So if I was interested in that area, I would type in Hempstead County, Arkansas, and it would pull up everything that we had on that subject.
Oh, okay. That's wonderful. That's great.
It also has, they've collected oral histories, so those oral history clips would be on there.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And if you are looking for a manuscript collection, you may just want to put in a family name or a topic, and it would pull up that information. And it will give you the manuscript number. You could pull up the entire finding aid and get the biographical information on it and what that manuscript collection contains.
Now, you mentioned oral history clips. Who collected the oral histories? Where did they come from?
They were collected by the Butler Center. So they have a special room where anyone that's interested in recording an oral history can come in and do a recording, and they house it and put it in the collection. They put clips of it online. So it's really great. For instance, if you were interested in civil rights topics, you can type in civil rights, and it will pull up anyone that has talked about that topic. Or if you're interested in education, you could type in education. It may pull up any teachers or people talking about their high school years at a certain school or something like that.
Now, is this an ongoing project at the Butler Center?
It is an ongoing project.
So anyone can go in and just give an oral history. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I would make an appointment if you're interested. But they have recorded people who have served in the military. They have recorded educators. They have recorded politicians. So you get a nice overall view of, you know, many, many different topics.
Right. Well, let's move on to the various genealogical societies. Please give us just a brief overview of the genealogical societies that we can find in throughout Arkansas.
Okay. Well, there's the Arkansas Genealogical Society. It's been around since 1960. And they have a website, and all you have to do is type in Arkansas Genealogical Society. And the thing that I really like about the genealogy societies is that they, too, have been very productive over the years. They have published materials and, you know, abstracted information, so they can be a wonderful source of information. Now, the Arkansas Genealogical Society don't have open meetings for the public, but they have annual memberships. Their board members meet, but they have an annual conference. They also have added a spring conference that you can attend, and they're very educational. And then they have one of the things that I really like about the Arkansas Genealogical Society is that they have published prior records or delayed birth certificates, or sometimes called priors. So they have published many, many volumes of those. And a lot of times when people were born, well, vital records for Arkansas didn't begin until 1914. So a lot of people don't have birth certificates. But in beginning in the 1940s, when people were going into the military or they needed to prove their birth in some way, they began to file these delayed or prior birth certificates. So the Arkansas Genealogical Society has published these in several volumes, and they are available in the major genealogy libraries. So you can go in and go and buy your that person's maiden name, a mother's maiden name or something like that. Look her up under her maiden name, and it will give when she filed for the delayed birth certificate and the folder number it's going to be in. and who the mother was, and then you go to the Arkansas Department of Health and ask for that birth certificate.
Oh, wow. I love this.
Oh, it's
this
wonderful.
This is great. This
and,
is, and this is for any county in Arkansas?
All the counties.
Oh, wow.
But they
this
also have a CD that they normally sell at their annual conference.
Mm-hmm.
That has the same information. I believe they're up to volume 8 on that. And it's very convenient because you don't have to go through the, all the different sets of the published books. You can just put your CD in and look for the surname that you're looking for.
And is there a cost for the CD?
The CDs run about $15.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a new genealogy society. It's the Central Arkansas Genealogical and Historical Society. And that one was started in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
So they meet once a month at the Butler Center. And then there's the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society, Arkansas chapter, and they've done a lot of publications on cemeteries. And I understand Tamala Tenpenny Lewis will be your next guest, and
that's
she will
right.
probably cover that.
Yes, that's right, next week.
And so I was a member of a genealogy society. It's no longer in existence, but it was called the Hempstead County Genealogical Society.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very busy in publishing different things. And I found those very helpful, that I would get the journal, and just by reading the journal, you find out about so many new records or records that are out there that you may not have known about.
Mm-hmm.
So once I saw that there was a certain type of record, then I would start looking for it either at the archive or at the courthouse. And so you really find out a lot of information because those local genealogical societies are close to the source. And so you
That's
really
true.
Can
yes.
learn a lot by becoming a member.
You are so right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and then come back and continue to talk about Arkansas resources, because I am right now so excited just about the delayed birth certificates, and I know you have more to share. So we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be back in a second, okay?
All right.
National Archives and Beyond Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Bernice Alexander Bennett, and you have been listening to Linda McDowell. And I'm telling you, I'm getting just so excited about Arkansas. Okay, Linda, so tell us a little bit more. Now, I understand that there are publications available on cemetery inscriptions and funeral home records. So where can we find this information?
They are available at most major genealogical libraries. So normally they are published, and the publisher will take them around to all the libraries. So they would be available at the Butler Center. They are available at the Arkansas History Commission. And at the Arkansas History Commission, they have a lot of funeral home records that have been microfilmed. So So if you go to the website for the Arkansas History Commission, I believe they have a PDF file of different cemeteries and funeral home records that are available there.
Okay.
But that can be so important since Arkansas, like I said, vital records did not start until 1914. You
uh-huh.
need those cemetery inscriptions to help you fill in what I call the black hole, that time
yes.
period, you know, when you're looking for your ancestor, but the vital records don't begin until 1914, and you're doing all that walking around in the cemeteries, and, you know, if you have these cemetery inscription books, at least you know that at one time or another, someone has seen that headstone there.
Now, you mentioned, okay, so 1914, that's for all vital records or just for the birth certificates?
That's it varies a little bit, the time between the birth and death, but it's basically the same. But even at that beginning of 1914, sometimes there was a delay, especially in rural areas. A lot of times, even though the state is saying, you know, you need to submit this to the state, the undertakers didn't always do it, or the midwife
uh-huh.
didn't always submit it. So uh-huh. that's why it's so important to have those cemetery inscriptions and going out to the cemeteries to look for those headstones, if they're available, that would give you possibly a birth and death date.
Now, was this an actual project that one of the genealogical societies took on to gather cemetery inscriptions?
Yeah,
is this a standard?
Yeah, a lot of local genealogical societies have done this project. So once
mm-hmm.
again, if you go out to the card catalog, let's just say, for instance, you put in Union County, Arkansas, it would
mm-hmm.
pull up any of the cemetery books that have been published for that county. Now,
okay.
not all the counties would have them, but a great number. Pulaski County here in Little Rock would have cemetery inscriptions, Union County. So it really just depends county by county. But I believe also in the 70s, the Home Extension Agency went around as a project and transcribed a lot of headstones.
Mm-hmm.
So those records would be on microfilm at the Arkansas History Commission.
Okay. Now, what about the funeral home records? Was this a special project? How did they get that information?
Well, those have ended up on microfilm, and once again, not all of them, but, you know, a number of them.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is someone may go out and talk to a funeral home and say, have you thought about microfilming your records, preserving a copy of it? You know, when I was with the Arkansas History Commission as the African American History Coordinator, I collected some records dealing with African American funeral homes. So you just approach them, see if they are willing to do it, and you would microfilm their records and then return those records to them.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these records have been in the state archive for a number of years. And you also, for African Americans, you have to think, too, a lot in those early years, a lot of times African Americans were handled by white funeral homes. So you don't
mm-hmm.
want to overlook that either. Thinking that you have to look for the African-American funeral home. You may also, if it's early enough, check the white funeral home records also, because they did handle some of the African-American deaths.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we're looking for, let's say, Native Americans, was there a special project for cemetery transcriptions for the Native American burial grounds or what have you?
No,
or does that exist?
Yeah, I don't know of any Native American. Well, the state parks would have, you know, Native American mounds and things like that, but there are no headstones to identify anyone.
Right, right. Okay.
And
also
you may want to think about sometimes the city had early death records, like Little Rock had early death records from 1871 to 1903, and those are on microfilm. Fort Smith had some early deaths beginning 1909, and it scattered up into 1929, and those are on microfilm at the Butler Center. So when I first found that out, I always make sure that if I'm traveling somewhere, I always check at the courthouse, the library, or the city to ask if the city or anyone kept earlier birth or death records before 1914.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the courthouses, since you mentioned the courthouses, what can we expect to find in any of the courthouses?
Oh, the courthouses are wonderful. I hear a lot of people who are scared to go to a courthouse. They've heard horror stories of going to the basements and, you know, it's dark and damp. The courthouses that I've been to are not like that at all. They are up to date. Their materials are archived in archival binders and it's just really, it's been a pleasure for me to go to the courthouses. And I think if you are at that point where you're not finding what you need at the library or in the archive, and Latter-day Saints, of course, went around in the 70s and did a lot of microfilming, and they did a fantastic job. But sometimes when you start looking for probate packets and things like that, and a lot of those have been microfilm, but some things were not microfilm. So that's the time that I would go to the courthouse, is to look for those things that you cannot find already in the libraries and archives.
Yes. Now, do you find that many of the courthouses you have to set up an appointment, or you can just walk in and say, this is what you're looking for? And they kind of direct you to the vaults or what have you.
Right. You can usually walk in. You just have to be considerate of their time. They're not really there to serve us genealogists. They are there performing their day-to-day duties. And so, but the ones that I've met have always been very nice. I would have a little experience under my belt, so you would know what you're looking for.
Certainly.
Yeah, but, you know, it's been a great experience, and sometimes there are volunteers in those rooms to help you out, or sometimes there are people from the community in there researching, and they are willing to help you out if they know that you're just traveling through. They have always been very helpful.
Well, let's talk a little bit about other resources. Now, city directories and any other kind of directory, where can we find that information? Would it be at the Butler Center or the archives? Or
yes.
Help us out.
Okay. We do have city directories at the Butler Center. They also have them at the Arkansas History Commission. A lot of times they have the directories that are hardbound, but if they have a microfilm copy to save on, to preserve that hardbound copy, they're going to offer you what's on microfilm. So I love city directories. Most of the time it's like if you are in a city large enough to have a directory, so, you know, it really doesn't work very well if your family is in rural areas. But if they were in a city large enough to have a city directory, it works just almost like a telephone book. The person is listed, their address, but with the city directory, of course, it gives their occupation. A lot of time the spouse's name is in parentheses. In those early directories, of course, they're going to specify race. So if you're African-American, it's going to have that little C behind your name for colored. And what I like about the directory is that in between the time that you're doing your census research, you can almost trace your family every year to every 2 years in a city directory. And also, a nice surprise is that sometimes, especially if a person was prominent or well-known, they would, if that person died in the next year, you may see that that person is deceased and a death date. So I always make sure to look for that also if I'm looking for someone.
Right. Well, I want to open up the lines for questions if anyone has a question. The number is 646-200-0491, and press 1 to speak to the host. And I do have a question that's coming in right now. So you're online. You have a question. You're online. Area code 845.
Hi, Bernice. How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Hi.
My name is Laura, and I do have a question. I have ancestors who moved to Arkansas City right around the World War I time frame.
Okay.
And I was wondering what records are available to the people who were migrants from, you know, along the Mississippi, Louisiana area. And is there anything specific in documentation in regard to those people who were, like, worked for the railroad or anything like that?
I really haven't found very many railroad records here. It's a possibility. Now, in Little Rock, if they work for the railroad, they're going to be listed in the city directory with their occupation and that they were with the railroad. I would also try the World War I draft registrations. Have you looked at those?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Are they in Arkansas at the time?
Yes, they are.
Okay. Well, I think the World War I is a great source. I use that a lot for the men that I'm researching in the family because it gives their name, their occupation, the next of kin, which it's either going to be a wife or a sister, so that leads to other information. And then also there's the World War I discharge records. So have you looked at that?
I have not been able to find them in the World War I discharge records.
Oh, okay. All right. It didn't always happen, but the military would encourage the men that once they were discharged to file the discharge record with their county. So they didn't always do it, but you may want to look at the Arkansas History Commission's website under military if you haven't already done that, because they have the discharge records on microfilm, but they now have a database where you could enter that person's name to make sure that he's in there or that he's not in there.
Okay.
And then if he's listed, then you can write off and ask for a copy of that discharge record.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. And we have another caller, and that's area code 417. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hello.
Okay, area code 417. Yes, you're on.
I'm sorry. I hope I don't ask. My computer's acting crazy. I hope I don't ask something that was already asked because I was trying to fix my computer.
That's okay.
Okay. Why is it doing that? Okay, my question is...
Okay, would you lower the sound on your computer so that we don't get an echo?
I wasn't having sound, and now I am. Okay, we're all right now.
Sure.
Okay, what I mainly need to do is concentrate on Phillips County, and it's a long time ago, in between the 1840s and 1880s, and I called and talked to Helena, to the county courthouse, and they can't go down there themselves, and I understand that and look at the records, and I live in a different state, and unfortunately I can't go myself down in the basement where all the records are, they said, and look, even though I'd love to. I'm just kind of stuck. All the research areas that I need to look at are the little towns in, like, Drew, Deschey, Phillips, and, you know, right all along in that little delta. So I'm kind of stuck. It seems like I have researched everything there is to research online. I'm sure I haven't, but I'm just kind of stuck.
Okay, well, before going to the courthouse itself, you may want to try the Butler Center or the Arkansas History Commission, because they have those deed records on microfilm. So more than likely you're trying to look for them in county records,
mm-hmm.
where you may need a marriage license or a deed record, and those are on microfilm.
Or so, even a divorce record, even that long ago.
Right,
so
right.
What
that
I
would be
have
under
to do is
report.
Pardon?
That would be under Chancery Court records.
Chancery Court. And I would have to, I missed most of the program, so how would, I would have to contact the Butler Center?
Right. You could email or write to the Butler Center.
Okay.
Let them know what you're looking for. And, you know, make sure you give enough information in
mm-hmm.
your query. You know,
right.
the name of the person that you're looking for, the county, and be specific about what type of record that you want looked up, whether it's a marriage license.
All right.
And just try to give an estimated date of the
mm-hmm.
time period that you're looking for.
All right. Now, do we need to, is there anything to fill out online to fill out, or with hand do that and send it in? Is there a form?
Yeah. I would go to the Butler Center's
okay.
website
mm-hmm.
and look for the email address and submit an
mm-hmm.
entry that way.
Also, is there a fee?
There is a $10 lookup fee.
Okay.
Which should cover your copies also.
All right. I had one more question. I didn't want to hog all the time. Are you very familiar with Phillips County itself, like before, during, and after the Civil War? Are you familiar with that county? Or know anybody who is?
Well, what type of information are you looking for?
Well, this is so crazy. They're my great-great-great-grandparents, and all of a sudden, he's missing. He's not listed with her on the 1870 census with her as head of household, but he is listed about four houses down as a farmer with two other farmers who are from another country. And I just can't figure out, well, now I think that's him. I don't know for sure. It looks like it is. I can't find a divorce record. It was so long ago, 1870. I'm just trying to figure out, as head of household, would it be logical, would there be a reason that he would be away from her and her children and be living four houses down with two gentlemen from another country unless they were divorced, or would he have been working with those men, helping out? Or
Arkansas is an agricultural state, so
mm-hmm.
it's possible that he may have had a farm and could have been working a farm somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But
my problem is, why would she be listed as head of household and he wouldn't, but yet he is at that other farm?
Yeah, it's something that
is that kind of weird?
Well, no, not really,
no.
Because I find people enumerate it, you know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
twice in different areas.
Right.
You know, it could be that they're just off working somewhere else.
Okay.
So I wouldn't jump to any conclusions yet, but you do want to research it all out.
Mm-hmm.
You may also be interested in looking for maybe mug book from that area. That's where different family histories are published in one book.
And what was that book called?
Well, they're referred to as mug, M-U-G books. But
I've never heard of that.
It's just a compilation of different
okay.
family histories,
mm-hmm.
usually taken on by the local genealogical or historical society. So you
right.
may want to see if those books are available that families
okay.
have submitted their family histories, and you would
right.
get more of a family story that
And unfortunately,
way.
That in Phillips County, the Historical Genealogy Society kind of went out of business. So they referred me over to Malvern, to the library there, and nobody there kind of knew anything either. Or wanted to, or whatever. We're too busy. See, my problem is, I just need to go there myself and do it, but I can't. It's just asking.
Right. Well, sometimes that probably is a problem that people cannot travel, and that's one of the reasons we're doing this call tonight, to talk about what resources are available.
But
and
also,
so,
Bernice, she could go through Latter Day Saints and order microfilm, you know.
That's
if there's
correct.
A certain type of record that she's interested in, go to one of the family research centers in your area and order the records that way.
That's right. So let's continue to talk about some of the resources, because I know we're getting close to the show coming to a close. But let's just talk about newspapers. What kinds of newspapers are available for individuals who are just looking for information on their ancestors? And where can we find those newspapers?
Newspapers are a wonderful source. And every time I go into a newspaper to look up one thing, I get distracted. There's so much good information in those newspapers. The state newspaper for Arkansas is the Arkansas Gazette, and it began in 1819. So those are on microfilm at the archives. There's also the Arkansas State Press, which was an African-American newspaper that was owned by Daisy Bates. And the years for that are 1941 to 59, and then it stopped, started again 1984 to 93. But so all of these newspapers are available on microfilm. Now, the Arkansas History Commission has a variety of newspapers from many of the smaller towns around Arkansas. So if you're looking for birth, death records, news stories, things like that, it's a wonderful source. And going to the Arkansas History Commission, how to research, and then there's an icon for newspapers. For instance, if you wanted to see what newspapers were available in, you know, Hot Springs, Arkansas, you would type or the county. You can either list it by the city or you can put in the county, and
uh-huh.
it would pull up all the newspapers that they have for that city and their start date and end date of what's on microfilm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Just so great resources. So tell us a little bit more about the online. I mean, I know you have all kinds of finding aids online. Just kind of tell us what they are, where they are, and how we can get them.
Okay. Well, you would want to go to the Butler Center's website, and as I mentioned, look for manuscript collections, click on that, and then if you're interested in a family, you would type in a family name, or if you're interested in a topic, you would type in, for instance, if you're interested in Civil War, you would type in Civil War, it would pull up all the manuscript collections that we would have on that topic. And this is a great time if you're interested in the Civil War with the commemoration in process. I know all the archives have worked hard to put their collections out there online to make sure that they are available. So this would be a great time to look up to see what's available at the different archives on that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about photographs?
Okay, with photographs, many of those are going to be online also, listed with the manuscript collections, but also going into the archive, there are going to be binders or books where, with the photographs, they have been copied because photocopied because you really don't want to handle the original photograph.
Mm-hmm.
And if you come in, you go through the photocopies, you know, usually they are arranged by topics. So if you're interested in churches, there might be a binder where you just look for all the churches. And then if you see something that you're interested in, you can ask to see a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Or to order a copy of it.
Okay, now you mentioned churches. Do you have records on various churches?
Well, over the years, a lot of times material on churches will end up in individual manuscript collections. Just for instance, if I had a collection out there, my collection could possibly have something on my church or the churches that my family has been a member of. So that's
mm-hmm.
how a lot of times that church material ends up in the archives, is that it's a part of someone's collection. But also, a lot of times, churches will offer their material to be microfilmed or something like that. So there
mm-hmm.
are church records that are out there. And there's a good collection of those at the History Commission.
Wow, wonderful. Well, we do have a caller calling from area code 443. You have a question or a comment?
Yes, hi. Good evening. Good evening, Linda and Bernice.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Quick question. Does the Butler Center have any copies of the Arkansas Freeman? I believe that was one of the early black newspapers in the state of Arkansas.
Right. They would have scattered issues of that, and I don't think too many of those existed, survived.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a scattering of those on microfilm at the Arkansas History Commission.
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you
and
so
you
much.
You can find, if you go to their website, I believe they have a listing of all those newspapers that they have.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Now, let's just talk about the various Arkansas websites so that when this call is over, people know where to start looking.
Okay. Well, there's the website for the Butler Center for Arkansas Studies. It's www.butlercenter.org.
Okay.
There's the Arkansas History Commission. It's www.ark-ives.com.
I-V-E-S?
Uh-huh, Ives, I-V-E-S.
Okay, .com.
And the University of Arkansas Special Collections at Fayetteville has a wonderful database. It's an index to Arkansas. This index includes historical journals, magazines, newspapers, manuscripts, photographs. So it's an index, but again, if you're interested in a certain topic, if that topic has been published in any of the historical journals here in Arkansas or the newspapers, it's likely to be at that website. And that is https://.
Sure.
arkindex.uark.edu.
Okay, so that's arkindex.uark.edu?
Right.
No www dot in front?
No, just HTTP.
Okay.
Okay. And that's a great resource.
Wonderful. Any more?
The Arkansas Department of Health, and you may just want to type that in, a keyword, but recently I was filling out a death application and noticed that they had put a database online.
Oh, okay.
And
that database would include what types of information?
It's a death index. And
oh, okay.
I believe it goes from 1935 to 1961. So you could type a person's name in, and if they have that death certificate, you'll get the certificate number where you can contact the Arkansas Department of Health to ask for a copy of that.
Okay. Wow. Do you have any parting words for us? We're close to closing out this show. Any parting words? You've given us a lot to go on and to. I know I'm getting ready to get right off of this call and go right on the Butler Center's website. But what kind of parting words could you give us for those who are ready to start searching in Arkansas?
Well, I would say if you're ready to come to Arkansas, you have nice facilities to do your research in. We'd love to have you here. And, you know, I recommend going to these websites, seeing what's available. And I think you can do a lot of your legwork just by finding out what records are available and then contacting one of the archives and just coming in and getting started. We'll be happy to help you out.
Well, thank you. I'm sure everyone would be more than happy to just experience your wonderful Arkansas hospitality as they begin their search in Arkansas. So thank you so much, Linda, for joining me tonight and providing the listeners with just this valuable information on the genealogical resources in Arkansas. Thank you. Really appreciate
it. You're welcome, Bernice. Thank you.
Okay. Well, guess what's happening next week? I'm having actually two shows, not one. But next Thursday, my special guest is Tamla Tenpenny Lewis. Tamla is going to discuss an interesting topic, from the cradle to the grave, everything about genealogy. And if any of you have ever heard Tamla, you know that this will be quite an interesting and entertaining discussion. Tamla Tenpenny Lewis is the newly elected national president of the Afro-American Historical and Genealogical Society, and she has been active in the genealogical community for 32 years and is experienced in fields of research, restoration, preservation, database management, program planning, and presentation. She is also the co-founder and currently serving as the president of PAC. This is the Preservation of African American Cemeteries, dedicated to uncovering lost and or forgotten cemeteries. So please join me next Thursday, September the 13th, for Tamla Tenpenny Lewis. And then on Monday, this is a special pre-book release discussion with Sharon Leslie Morgan and Thomas DeWolf. And this call, this show is going to be at 1 o'clock. And they will discuss their new book, Gather at the Table, The Healing Journey of the Daughter of Slavery and a Son of the Slave Trade. Now, this book is being published by Beacon Press in a few weeks. So I'd like to just say good night to everybody. And Linda, thank you so much. And remember, your ancestors left footprints. Therefore, you should follow the clues that are presented to you through oral history, family records, research at the National Archives and beyond. And beyond tonight was in the state of Arkansas. So you can continue this discussion on Afrogenius.com and research at the National Archives and beyond. And also remember to listen to the African Roots podcast tomorrow. And also Antoinette Harrell on Sunday. So thank you for joining research at the National Archives and beyond. This is your host, Bernice Alexander Bennett. Good night, and I look forward to you joining me next Thursday and next Monday. Good night. Good night, Linda.